This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم to all of you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome once again to For a Better Life, where we seek timeless wisdom from our Islamic tradition to help us build lives of purpose, peace, and faith. This is Nahid, having the honor of hosting you on another episode. Today, I would like to begin with a question. If you knew you were going to meet the most important person in your life tomorrow, how would you prepare? Perhaps you would choose your finest clothes. You would rehearse your words. You would arrive early. You would make sure everything about your appearance reflected respect. Now, let me ask you a greater question. How are we preparing for the day we will meet Allah? Not the meeting we choose, but the meeting that every soul is promised. We spend years preparing for careers, months preparing for a wedding, weeks preparing for journeys, yet the greatest meeting of our existence is often the one we prepare for the least. Today, let us reflect on the one thing Allah tells us will truly matter on that day. To begin our journey, let us once again sit beside the wisdom of Sa'di. Sa'di tells the story of a wealthy ruler who invited the most respected people of his kingdom to a magnificent party. Guests arrived dressed in silk. Jewels sparkled beneath the candlelight. Each person seemed eager to impress the other. Among them entered an elderly dervish, wearing simple clothes and carrying nothing in his hands. Many guests quietly mocked him. "He owns nothing," they whispered. "What could he possibly bring to such a gathering?" The ruler noticed the whispers and called the old man forward. "Tell me," he asked, "what gift have you brought?" The old man placed his hands upon his chest and replied, "Your Majesty, everything I own will one day disappear. Only this heart will accompany me beyond the grave, so I have spent my life trying to make it worthy." The whole party people fell silent. The ruler lowered his head, because in that moment everyone understood the greatest treasure a human being can carry cannot be held in the hands. It's only kept in the hearts. Dear listeners, our world teaches us to invest heavily in what people can see. We care for appearance, our home, our careers, our achievements. None of these are wrong. Islam encourages excellence. But sometimes we polish our outer lives while neglecting our inner world. We notice a stain on our clothes, yet ignore the resentment growing inside our heart. We worry about wrinkles on our face, but not about pride, envy, arrogance, or hatred. The body grows old, the heart grows eternal. The Holy Book of Quran gives us one of the most beautiful descriptions of success. Allah says, "The day when neither wealth nor children will benefit anyone except the one who comes to Allah with a sound heart." What an extraordinary verse. Allah does not mention titles. He does not mention fame. He does not mention status or possessions. He speaks about the heart, because on the Day of Judgment, appearances will disappear. Excuses will disappear. Reputations will disappear too. Only reality will remain, and the greatest reality within us is the condition of our heart. But what is a sound heart? Let's go for a short break, and then we're going to continue this episode.
Sa'di Shirazi, man of grace, ink and wonder in one place. He taught the heart to bend and see, kindness walking quietly. Sa'di Shadi Shirazi, wise and true. Your words still bloom in me and you. Shadi Shirazi, gentle flame. Poetry lives inside your name.
Welcome back to For a Better Life. We recently started the question, what is a sound heart? Does it mean a heart that has never been hurt? No. Every believer experiences pain, disappointment, loss, or grief. A sound heart is not a heart without wounds. It is a heart that refuses to let its wounds become poison. It is a heart that continues trusting Allah after hardship. A heart that forgives. The one that repents, a heart that remains humble when blessed and patient when tested. Dear friends, think about how carefully we protect our physical health. We avoid harmful food, we exercise, we visit doctors, yet how often do we ask, what is feeding my heart? Every conversation enters the heart. Every image, every word, every habit, even every relationship that we have, every act of worship. Just as unhealthy food slowly weakens the body, spiritual neglect slowly weakens the heart. And often we don't notice until it becomes difficult to feel the sweetness of prayer. Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions this in this way, that the most astonishing blindness is the blindness of the heart. A person may possess perfect eyesight, but yet fails to recognize the truth. He may understand complex ideas and yet fails to recognize his own arrogance. He may appear successful and yet remains spiritually empty. Real vision belongs to the heart. That is why Islam placed so much emphasis on the sincerity, because Allah looks beyond what people applaud into what people cannot see. Dear listeners, one of the diseases of the heart is envy. Another is pride. Another is hatred. You name it with me. Another is showing off in worship. These illnesses rarely appear suddenly. They grow quietly, like weeds in a beautiful garden. A gardener does not remove weeds only once. He returns again and again. Likewise, believers continually examine their hearts, not because they despair themselves, but because they hope to meet Allah with hearts that are alive. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam taught us, the heart is the sanctuary of Allah. So do not allow anything other than Allah to dwell in His sanctuary. What a beautiful image. If your heart were a house, who would be living inside it? Fear, pride, anger, jealousy, or trust in Allah. Love for His creation, gratitude, mercy. Every day we choose what remains in our hearts, and every choice shapes the person we are becoming. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam and his beautiful collection of supplication has filled the book with prayers asking Allah not merely to improve our circumstance, but to purify our hearts as well. Again and again, he asks Allah to remove arrogance, to increase sincerity, to replace resentment with mercy. This teaches us something profound. The greatest victories are often invisible. Winning an argument may impress people. Winning the battle against arrogance impresses Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, perhaps someone listening today carries a heavy heart. Maybe it has become burdened by regret, by disappointment, by sins from the past. And if that is you, remember this. Allah specializes in restoring hearts, just as rain softens dry earth. His mercy softens hearts that sincerely return to Him. No heart is too broken for Allah. No soul is too distant. No past is too dark for His light. The journey toward a sound heart begins with one sincere step, turning back to Him. Sa'di once wrote, the mirror does not become clear by admiring itself. It becomes clear through polishing. Our hearts are much the same. Prayer is polishing. Repentance is polishing. Gratitude is polishing. Serving others is polishing. Forgiveness is polishing. Every sincere act removes a little more dust. Until our hearts begin reflecting the light Allah placed within it. As we come to the end of today's episode, let us remember the old person in Sally's story. He understood what many wealthy guests had forgotten. The only possession that travels beyond the grave is the heart we have cultivated. The Holy Book of Quran reminded us that wealth and status will fade, but a sound heart will endure. Imam Ali alayhi salam warns us against the blindness of the heart. Imam Sadiq teaches us to protect the heart as the sanctuary of Allah. And Imam Sajjad alayhi salam shows us through his prayer that the purification of the heart is a lifelong journey. So today, let us leave with one final question. If I were to meet Allah today, what condition would my heart be in? May Allah purify our hearts from pride, envy, and resentment. May He fill them with faith, gratitude, sincerity, and love for Him. And may He grant each of us the greatest success of all, to stand before Him one day with a sound heart. Thank you for staying with me on this episode of For a Better Life. Until we meet again, may Allah protect your heart from all that hardens it. Fill it with His remembrance and make it a place where His mercy is always welcome.
From old Shiraz, he left a light, a tender guide through wrong and right. He sang of love, of loss, of care, and found the human everywhere. Sadi Shiraz, he wise and true. Your words still bloom in me and you. Sadi Shirazi, gentle flame. Poetry lives inside your